This is Presentation Skills for Design Students, episode 17. Hello and welcome to Presentation Skills for Design Students, the podcast dedicated to helping design students everywhere become confident, creative communicators. My name's Christina Canters, and I'm here to help you speak with confidence, create compelling presentations, and communicate your ideas like a total champion. So get ready to take your next presentation to a whole new level. Yes, and welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in again this week. I'm super excited to be broadcasting to you from New York City. Yes, if you listened last week, you'll know that I moved here about a week and a half ago, and I can't tell you how excited I am to be here. It's still really, really new, and I've been exploring the city. I've been getting out there and meeting people, telling them all about the podcast, of course, and it's been really great fun so far. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the months ahead hold. Now, this episode is all about text and how you can use it to create a killer impact in your presentation. You may not be aware, but text is really, really powerful. And when used correctly, it can enhance your presentation and make it really visually compelling and help to just create a much more powerful message. But before we get to that, let's hear this week's story from studio. And I'd like to thank Ayana, who is a fashion design student, for sharing her story with us.
I guess I've learned one of the kind of oldest tricks in the book to, if you're not confident, just act like you are. And because I learned that with my last semester's presentations, because I was completely just, overtired and nervous about everything that I did because I hadn't finished it. And I pretty much didn't even want to turn up to my presentations because I was like, well, they're going to absolutely slam me because I haven't finished it and whatnot. And they pretty much, I kind of got through by acting confident because I absolutely wasn't. I was a massive wreck. And they just pretty much said, oh, you've done really well this year. You've improved from last year and that kind of thing. And I was just completely shocked because it was just not at all what I expected. But, I just kind of, got through it, just, powered on through and then, ended up with a good result in the end. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Ayana, for sharing that story with us. And I think that's a really great tip. Even if you're not feeling 100% confident, if you act confident, I think actually that will help make you more confident. So just act it. There's a saying that goes, don't fake it till you make it, fake it till you become it. So the way you act is actually going to affect your mind. So thanks again for that, Ayana. Now, if you'd like to share your story from studio, just head on over to designdrawspeak.com/story. And it can be a tip that you picked up from your time as a student. It could be something that a tutor or a lecturer taught you that you just found amazing. Or it could be a funny, horrendous or just plain memorable story that you've witnessed or given, or something crazy that happened during a presentation. I'd love to hear it. So, of course, just head on over to designdrawspeak.com/story. All right, let's move on to today's topic, which is all about how to use text to make a killer impact. Oh, text in presentations. I must say this is probably the number one contributor to what they call death by PowerPoint. I've sat there so many times in presentations and just seen so much text being used in such an unimaginative, boring fashion, and it just makes me want to fall asleep. So this is something we can all improve on. And I know it's probably not given as much attention as it's needed. We tend to just sort of throw in, we do it without thinking. We just tend to throw in headings and labels and bullet lists, or heaven forbid, paragraph blocks of text. I really hope none of you do that. As designers, I know you're all very visual and you're much more likely to put pictures in and images and photos and things like that, which is great. But I know there will be a few people who just can't resist the temptation to just pop in some larger chunks of text. You know what happens? When I see large chunks of text in a presentation, I do one of two things. I try and read it all, which then actually makes me block out what the speaker is saying, as I can't do two things at once. I can't listen and read at the same time. Or I just stare at the slide and then everything sort of goes fuzzy, and then I just zone out and decide I don't want to pay attention anymore. So we all know too much text is bad. Now, you know how I like to talk about the two things, how you can summarize any given topic into just two things? I'm going to attempt to do that today. Two things you need to know about text. The first thing, text should be there to enhance your presentation. So it's there to play a supporting role to what you're saying. It should not be the backbone of your presentation. Remember, when you're delivering your message, it's you as a person, you are standing there delivering the message. That's the whole point of a presentation. Your slide's there to support what you're saying. Now, if the audience can just sit there and read off your slides what your message is, then you may as well just print the whole thing out, hand it to everyone and get them to take it home and read it later. So there's actually no point in you being there. The second thing that you need to know about text is that most people can't read and listen at the same time. I'll say that again. People can't read and listen at the same time. Now, I love listening to podcasts, right? And I'll often have them on, have a podcast playing while I'm doing stuff like eating breakfast or whatever. But sometimes I'll just go and check my email for a few minutes and then I'll realize that I've actually completely tuned out of the podcast and I can't, because I've been trying to read my emails and I just can't hear any. I've just missed like the last few minutes of the podcast. Or maybe I'll be on the phone to someone and I'll get an email and I'll quickly go check that, and then I'll realize that I'm being really rude because I'm not even listening to the person who I'm speaking to. So I mean, personally, I can't do both at once, and I'm sure there are not many people out there who can. So what I want you to take away from that is that people aren't going to listen to you if you've got lots of text up there, because they'll be reading it. And isn't the whole point of the presentation for people to listen to you? So today I'm going to give you five ways that you can use text to make a killer impact. Five ways. Okay, the first thing is show it, say it, but don't do both. Now, this is something that I've learned quite recently, and I found it really, really valuable, and it actually works really well to add impact. It's a great thing to start practice doing. Now, this rule of thumb, show it, say it, but don't do both. This means that if it's written on the screen, you don't need to say it, because an audience is going to take it in visually. So for example, if you have a slide that has the heading precedence, let's say you're going to talk about the precedence studies for your design. You don't need to put the slide up there with the heading that says precedence and then say precedence. I was really interested in exploring rah, rah, rah. You don't need to say precedence because the audience is already seeing it there in front of them. So you can just put the slide up with the word precedence on it and then just start talking. I was interested in exploring precedence that really push the limits of blah, blah, blah. So that's the first one. Show it, say it, don't do both. Okay, the second way you can use text to make a killer impact is to use text to punctuate a point or draw attention to a surprising fact or statistic. Now, I learned this. I was watching a really, really amazing TED Talk, and I've mentioned it before. It's by a book cover designer called Chip Kidd. And I'll put a link to that video in the show notes, but it's a really great example of really effective use of text in a presentation. So at one point, he tells his audience, he says, "My job is to ask this question." And then he shows a slide that has the question on it. He doesn't actually say, he doesn't actually read the question that he's put up on the slide. He just shows it and he stops and then, and it just has incredible impact. So this does relate back to point one, where I said, where you show it, or you say it, but you don't do both. So if you've got a really interesting fact or a really great statistic, you can write that out, put it in big letters, show it, and then just, and not say anything. You just let your audience read it, let them absorb it, and then you can move on and continue with your talk. So it's a really good way of getting the audience to stop, pay attention to this one really interesting fact or stat that you're going to share with everyone. This only works if you pause to let people read it, okay? And this has multiple ways of adding impact to your presentation. When you pause, it forces your audience to look up. It forces them to engage with your presentation and to pay attention. Because you'll stop talking and they'll be like, and if they happen to not be paying attention, they'll be like, what's going on? And they'll look up and they'll see this really cool thing written on a slide, a really cool fact, and they'll stop and they'll read that and they'll go, oh, okay, they'll take that in. So it forces them to engage. And it also gives you a chance to take a little break, gather your thoughts, and prepare yourself for the next section of your presentation. Now, just an extra little tip for extra impact. If you do show a slide that you want your audience to read, avoid the temptation to turn around and look at the slide yourself. You don't need to. You know what it says. So just stop talking, stand and pause deliberately, and just wait for your audience to read the slide. And once you've paused for a reasonable amount of time to let it sink in, then move on. And of course, remember to give your audience enough time to read it. If you just rush through, then it's not going to sink in. Okay, number three, the third way to add killer impact to your presentation with text is to ditch the labels. More specifically, if you show an image and it's clear what that image is, you don't actually need to label it if it's obvious. Because if you do this, it's like you're treating your audience like they're an idiot. So for example, if you're showing a 3D perspective of your building, like a view from the street, the audience can clearly see it's a 3D perspective. So you don't need to put text on your slide that says 3D perspective. It's totally obvious that it's a 3D perspective. Now, I know this is a bit different it's a bit different with a board that you might be handing in later, because I know with architectural drawings and things like that, you do need to label everything. So please don't think that I'm talking about that. What I'm talking about is if you're presenting pictures, images on a slide and you're there to explain what it is. So resist the temptation to just label everything just because you can. You really don't need to. Number four, typeface. This is important. Use a typeface that's big and bold. When you're putting your presentation together, think, will this slide be readable by someone in the back of the room? And if not, make it bigger. And if you're thinking, oh, well, it's not going to fit all on the slide, then maybe that's an indication that you're using too much text and you do need to get rid of some. So you don't need to use fancy text as long as it's clear and big and legible, use it. And lastly, the final thing that you can do to make a real impact with your text is to pay attention to hierarchy. And what I mean by hierarchy is by highlighting some text, either through color or through bolding it or through different font sizes. And this allows you to really highlight the important bits. So as I mentioned earlier, if you are putting up an important statistic or something, you can make that the percentage, like the 87% of whatever, you can make that number bigger than the rest of the text to make it really stand out. So make use of different font sizes to give hierarchy to the content of what you're showing. Now, if you want some really good examples of good text hierarchy in slides, there are some excellent presentations at slideshare.com. It's this website where people can put up their slideshow presentations, and some of them are really, really incredible. And I'll put a link to some of my favorite ones there as well. So check out designdrawspeak.com/017. That's where you'll be able to find all the show notes. And I'll put a link to that TED talk that I mentioned earlier as well. Oh, and can I also just add all capital letters? All caps is really, really hard to read. I know people love it. Designers love it. It makes it very hard to read. That's just one extra little tip that's just an extra 2 cents there of mine that I'm going to throw in for you. So there you have it, 5 ways you can use text to make a killer impact in your presentation. Just to quickly recap, remember, show it, say it, but don't do both. Number 2, write an interesting point or a question or a surprising fact in text. Pop it up on the slide and let your audience read it. Number 3, ditch the obvious labels. Your audience is smart, so respect them and treat them that way. Number 4, typeface. Big, bold, make it legible. And number 5, use text hierarchy to really emphasize what you're trying to say. Okay, well, I hope you found those tips useful. Your challenge this week, my friends, is to put these into practice. One thing that's really simple but not easy for everyone is to actually do the whole pausing and letting your audience read what's on there. So next time you give a presentation, practice that pause. And I promise you will have a much greater impact, and it's much more likely that your message is going to get across to your audience. So that's this week's episode. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you did, I would love it so much if you could go to iTunes and leave a rating and a review for the podcast. It's just one of the best ways that this podcast can be discovered by other awesome people like yourself. All you have to do is go to designdrawspeak.com and follow the links there to iTunes. Or you can just open up iTunes and search for Design Draw Speak there and just leave a quick rating and review. I hope that you have a simply amazing week. And until next time, this has been Presentation Skills for Design Students, helping you become a confident, creative communicator.